the European Parliament has backed controversial copyright laws critics say could change the nature of the internet. The new rules include holding technology companies responsible for material posted without proper copyright permission. On one hand, many musicians and creators say the new rules will compensate artists fairly, but others say they will destroy user-generated content. The copyright directive was backed by 348 MEPs with 278 against. The laws on copyright were last amended in 2011, and it has taken several revisions for the current legislation to reach its final form. It's now up to member states to approve the decision, so if they do, they will have 2 years to implement it once it's officially published. The two clauses causing the most controversy, which you might have heard about from recent articles online and quite a lot of people on YouTube talking about this as well, is Article 11 and Article 13. So first up, Article 11 states that search engines and news platforms should pay to use links from news websites, and Article 13 holds larger technology companies responsible for material posted without a copyright license. So this could be using someone's music in a YouTube video that you might have taken, or even doing a cover of somebody else's song and posting this on YouTube without a copyright license. So this means they would need to apply filters to content before it is uploaded. Article 13, which is the one most people have been focusing on, does not include cloud storage services, and there are already existing exemptions, including parody, but this does not obviously include covers and using small amounts of people's music or film. The European Parliament said that memes, short video clips that go viral, would be specifically excluded from the directive, although it was unclear how tech firms would be able to enforce that rule with a blanket filter. So Dom here, who's quite passionate about the issue, in particular around Article 13 and its limits to kind of internet creativity, you wrote an email to your MEP, didn't you?
I wrote an email to my MEP and my MP, because this is a massive issue for me, because I spend my entire life on the internet. Mm-hmm. I wrote to my MEP about it. I didn't get a reply, but I checked up on him, and he is in support of me, saying that this is an awful idea and it will decimate the internet, so I didn't mind about that. And I did write to my MP as well to bring it up within Parliament, some of these tyrannical measures that are being put forward, and again I got no reply. All I can urge people to do is to go to their European elections in just a few weeks' time, check who voted which way. If they voted in favour of this, vote them out of Parliament, because mm-hmm. these politicians need to be held accountable for the absolute disgraceful decision that they've forced upon us.
Why for you is it such a kind of striking issue?
Because it essentially means the end of the internet as we know it. So you brought up memes being exempt, but mm-hmm. how is an internet company going to know, or a service? The big crux of it is it changes the burden of responsibility from the person uploading the content towards the website it's published on. So you're unable as a creator to get your content published on these sites, because these sites are now going to be like, oh, okay, I can't tell what's copyrighted material or not, so we'll err on the side of caution and just ban everything. Mm. I mean, Article 11 essentially means that Wikipedia is now no longer able to be a thing. We have no more Wikipedia. YouTube, Susan Wojcicki's come out, the CEO of YouTube, saying we're probably going to have to stop our services within Europe. YouTube's gone. Mm. Reddit, gone. Twitter, Facebook, essentially gone. Any small social media company, gone. Mm-hmm. Any small media company, gone. Let's not forget that this was tried back in 2012 within Spain and Germany as a trial issue. It meant Google News left Spain and Germany altogether, mm-hmm. and they haven't returned since.
Because we were discussing about this beforehand, actually, and we were considering the fact that people can get VPN. Do you think we're going to obviously see a rise of this if we're seeing YouTube not being, or Wikipedia, etc., not being as accessible or used in the same way as it has been now?
Well, people are already flocking to it as it is now because of general censorship that's occurring across the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So this vast wave of censorship means that people are going to they're going to flood towards VPNs. They're going to want to access the internet from somewhere different, like the US, where you can't really do this. If you can invest in VPNs, virtual private networks, do it now, because the price is going to skyrocket.
Do you think that people investing in those things or using kind of more risky browsers will kind of endanger people that are going on the internet?
VPNs in and of themselves won't, but the next step for the EU will be to ban VPNs.
Do you think that the EU is capable of doing that?
Well, they seem to think they're capable of getting rid of all existing copyright law within the internet as it is now. So
because
who knows what they'll try.
Member states in the EU still have to decide whether or not they want to put this through within their own country.
Having seen how the EU works, I doubt it's that simple. I doubt it's that simple as us just saying, we don't like this.
Yeah.
We won't implement it. I mean, honestly, this... The whole thing is a bit of a guise, to be honest, perfectly honest with you. The EU don't like freedom of opinion. They don't like people standing up against them. So this is their perfect way of stopping people doing that. It's their perfect way of silencing independent media. Their perfect way of stopping people linking to stories that they don't like. It essentially leaves the realm of the narrative and news in general to massive corporations who are already in bed with the EU, who already lobbied for this.
Could you give a couple of examples of those?
Name any massive news site. So Facebook, Twitter, they want this. CNN wants this. Et cetera, et cetera.
Because kind of a question to the wider panel then, you were talking about this being a move by the EU to protect themselves. Does everyone agree with that? Or do you think it could be... there could actually be some purpose for this to be protecting smaller creators.
I mean, I completely agree with everything you said. And I do think it will probably lead to a closed internet if this is actually enforced. But I do see that there is a sense of a noble idea, and we have discussed this previously, and that is the direct revenue to artists and journalists, and for actual confirmation and recognition to the original people who have created this content, that they will actually get recognition and it simply won't just be copied and pasted and seen as someone else's work. So do you not think in that sense that it is actually beneficial, or do you think that in terms of recognizing the original original people who made the content, that there should be other regulations to ensure that this happens?
It's a noble idea, obviously, but you have to recognize the limitations of the people who are implementing it. The people who are implementing it haven't got a clue. Like, they have no idea how the internet works. All these 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds in the EU proposing this legislation haven't got a clue how it works, unless they're very sinister and they do know how it works and this is their full intention behind it. In terms of artists getting recognition for their own work, fair enough, but the state of the internet as it is now, rife with demonetization, things getting taken down, banned, fair use already being abused constantly on YouTube. You can have something that's completely parody, completely fair use, completely game, and it still gets taken down now. I mean, there are companies that go around who make it their business to copyright other people's work. So if you make a cover of... quite an amusing one is, if anyone knows PewDiePie, he just sat there with a guitar and played five bars from Despacito. It got demonetized and taken off YouTube. So all this is going to do is exacerbate the problem and destroy the internet as we know it. All we're going to have is a big 80 or 90 different websites that are the only ones we can use, and it's going to be like Chinese internet.
As for the kind of usage of media, you were talking about obviously what this does to kind of larger media companies. I'm thinking of... what we should be considering for smaller ones, even saying, you know, URM, we're kind of a small, not very largely funded media company. Do you think we're going to start to see stations like ours, you know, student stations or people's own kind of independent media things kind of going down the drain?
If not going down the drain, then the amount of work that individuals in smaller companies or something like URM would have to do would skyrocket. People have to remember that obviously that we are all here volunteers, that we've got a degree alongside of it. So a large part of what we do relies on the fact that we can do stuff quickly and we can grab stuff from online, edit it quickly and do stuff like that. but the internet facilitates that as it is, and the current regulations facilitate that as it is. If we had to go out of our way to make sure everything was safe, and we can't use that picture, we've got to take all the brand new pictures because it could get copyright flagged and etc., then that would increase our workload massively and would potentially see less popularity within societies like your own.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how punitive the EU want to be and how selectively punitive they want to be. Because before we went on air, we went through your end's Facebook page and scrolled through and went, that's not allowed, that's not allowed, that's not allowed, that's not allowed. And we went through 30 or 40 posts and only 4 or 5 of them were allowed. Because if you have an image that you didn't take yourself, it's not allowed. For example, if you take a picture of yourself and then somewhere in the background there happens to be a logo, like a Starbucks logo, that's copyrighted material. You're not allowed to use it. It would decimate small media. Because we're students, maybe they wouldn't punish us because we're students. But that comes back to my point of censorship. But let's say we were a very anti-EU students broadcasting station. Would they then go, we can shut the plug on them quite easily? Mm. It's designed to give them as big a net as possible to censor as many people as they want.
Do you think that there is a possibility that this could go completely the other way? The ridiculous amount of censorship that this would require. You said going through just our Facebook page, you found a ridiculous amount. This would take a large workforce. It's not something that can be easily kind of produced. I know you said that there are some companies that are already in place that go through and copyright strike stuff immediately, but do you think that this could go completely the other way and people will just stop caring because there is so much to do?
Well, what will happen is you can't have people doing it by themselves, because I think it's millions of hours of video get put to YouTube every second.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. You can't do it. Can't do it manually. It's got to be an algorithm. And these algorithms, they're not going to be lenient towards the person posting. They're going to be cautious, and they're going to get rid of as much as they can. So you won't be able to upload it at all to the internet, because it'll just stop you dead in your tracks.
And with algorithms, there can be defections as well. So actual genuine content, due to the algorithm's affection, could actually pull down the website, yeah, even if it's completely legitimate.
And that's what happens at the moment, as it is, and this is just going to make the problem 10 times worse. So if any of you can, write to your MPs or write to your MEPs, let them know if they voted against this, voted for this, let them know your feelings about it, and write to your MPs if you also feel that this is a bad idea, to help try and save your internet as you know it.